Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners at the end of the live broadcast week. Four soundbites that we've taken from the last week of Issues Etc. from four different guests. We kind of cut up the soundbites, we play them for you, and then you vote and you pick which one should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. After you've heard the four soundbites, feel free to give us a call with your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'd like to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you could vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Phone call voters get to vote first, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from D.C. McAllister of The Federalist. We were talking about some recent surveys and recent research that shows that children of same-sex couples don't fare so well. Here she is talking about what it's really like for children of same-sex couples.
They're told to put those feelings that they have aside and accept this man as your mother or this woman as your father. This one girl who was raised by a lesbian couple confesses, it's hard for me to talk about this and my feelings to my moms because, you know, I don't want to crush them because they do love me. But I have real needs. You know, this girl says, you know, I'll never know what it's like to be with my father. You know, I'll never know what it's like to bring a boy home and have him threaten him. You know, I'll never know what it's like to wake up on Father's Day morning to anything other than my mom saying we should send a photo to some family to celebrate, only to have me say there's no father to send this photo to. You know, nothing for me. I can't celebrate Father's Day. When I walk down the aisle, I'm not going to have a father on my arm. You know, these kind of things that children instinctively and naturally want, she had taken from her. And she has a wound in her that will never fully heal.
That's soundbite number one, D.C. McAllister of The Federalist, what it's like for children of same-sex couples. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, we need to hear from you with your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at IssuesETC.org. Send a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two. It's Dr. Paul Kengor. He wrote a book on Hillary Clinton and her faith. And here he is, just on an aside, talking about faith in the public square.
People listening, maybe people left of center who don't like when certain people bring their faith into the public square. Look, Martin Luther King Jr. in the Civil Rights Movement was all about bringing the faith into the public square. I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. was Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, that's what these guys did. And for that matter, the abolition movement in the 1800s was led by Christian pastors bringing their faith into the public square.
By the way, that would make a really good response if you got, you know, family members who give you a hard time about bringing your faith into public square. Just remind them of a couple names like those abolitionists and civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Do you want that one to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. You can tweet your vote to us at IssuesETC, send it via email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. We'll get them right here in real time, or vote at the space we've left for you at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here is soundbite number three. It comes from Aaron Wolf. We were speaking with him a couple days ago about conservatism and what he saw as a glimmer of hope at the LCMS convention in Milwaukee.
Conservatism, despite the political brand today, the actual concept of conservatism is a rootedness in tradition. And I don't mean the big T tradition of an infallible magisterium from Rome. I mean the idea that God made the world, that he didn't make us into amoeba or monkeys or some primitive thing that eventually got better and better and better, and therefore what we want is human progress. What we want is to be what God made us to be. That's conservatism in a nutshell, that we are preserving the traditions of of human society that, though tainted by sin and by sinful people who fail, at least we're failing in opposition to those moral standards, those truths of natural law that cultures have all embodied in various traditions that slowly change over time. And so these were things that were affirmed by this convention from that type of rationale, from a conservative rationale. And we just need to see more of it. We need the SBC. We need the PCA. We need other bodies that are conservative and floating toward the middle to witness what the Missouri Synod did here and speak with that kind of bold witness.
That's soundbite number three, Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine talking about conservatism and the recently concluded convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you like it, or if you don't like it and you still want it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, we want to hear from you with your vote. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to include where you're listening, a tweet at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four, and after that we'll start taking your votes after the break. Soundbite number four this week comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Here he is answering the question, is it really hard to be a pastor?
Yeah, I remember someone, it was a cousin of mine, and we were talking about our different work that we do, and they were saying, it must be really hard to be a pastor. You know, you go see people and they're really in trouble, and you know, you gotta cheer them up and you bring them some comfort when they're going through all sorts of distress, and I can't imagine how it would be. And I said, well, it's not that hard. I mean, how you think of it is, if you could imagine being a nurse or a doctor without any medicine, I mean, that would be incredibly difficult. The nurse walks in and sees a problem, and they've got to somehow, of their own resources, make the person feel better. That's an impossible sort of task. But the nurse who knows the diagnosis and comes in with the proper medicine doesn't have that difficult of a job. Here, you know, swallow this pill. And that's really what the pastor is. We are not pulling from our own resources. We're bringing to the Lord's people the gifts that Jesus wants to give to them. So we come and we say, hey, here's the Lord's word. Here's his comfort. Here's his instruction. Here's his law. Here's his gospel. Here's his promises. Here's his love. And that is our life. I mean, the Christian lives not by the words of the pastor, but by the words of God. And the pastor, if he's not speaking the words of God, who knows what he's doing? But he's not being a pastor of Jesus. He's not serving his church.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Is it hard being a pastor? Those are the four soundbites. Which one will it be? Will it be soundbite number one, D.C. McAllister of The Federalist, answering what it's like for children of same-sex couples? Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Kengor, author of the book dealing with Hillary Clinton's faith, talking about faith in the public square? Will it be soundbite number three, Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine, talking about conservatism and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's recently concluded convention in Milwaukee? He sees a glimmer of hope there. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller answering the question, is it hard being a pastor? You can vote for one of those four soundbites during this break. It's a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter @IssuesETC. Or we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Those go only to people who visit us here in the studio in person, or the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Temptation, promiscuity, marriage, homosexuality. These are some of the issues addressed in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Sexual Morality in a Christless World. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org or find out more by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Learn the truth about sexual morality from a reasoned Christian perspective with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Sexual Morality in a Christless World.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, July the 15th. We are in the voting phase. We've heard the four soundbites. We've heard soundbite number one from D.C. McAllister, what it's like for children of same-sex couples. Soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Kengor on faith in the public square. Soundbite number three, Aaron Wolf on conservatism and the recently concluded LCMS convention in Milwaukee. That's the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, is it hard being a pastor? You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email. We get those emails right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote by sending us a tweet at @issuesetc. Or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best Vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It's one of those Fridays where we're going into Issues Etc. soundbite of the week with no voters yet. Actually, we do have one Facebook voter there that I see. And we're also going in a bit hampered because our normal means of communication here in the studio wasn't working until about 15 seconds ago. So we need your patience. And more than that, we need your votes. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Also via Twitter @IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one is D.C. McAllister, what it's like for children of same-sex couples, telling a little story there. Soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Kengor on faith in the public square. Soundbite number three, Aaron Wolf on conservatism and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's convention. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, is it hard being a pastor? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tessie is listening in my hometown, Waterloo, Illinois. Tessie, welcome to Issues Etc. Which one are you voting for?
I'm voting for number two. I really like number three, too. They're kind of similar from my perspective, but I think in this election year, what I really see as a big problem in our culture today is that we have a poor definition of freedom of religion. Freedom of worship does not work. We need to go back to what the Constitution says we have the freedom to do. And I think I really appreciate his talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his faith in the public square.
Tessie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is kind of a manual on, well, tying into what we heard from soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Kengor on faith in the public square, and what Tessie just said there. It's called Sexual Morality in a Christless World. It's a manual for Christians who are facing, yet again, as many Christians have in the course of the long history of the church, the challenges of living in essentially a pagan society. For us, it's a little different because we kind of had the rug pulled out from under us. We were living in a highly Christian-influenced society, and that influence has definitely waned, and hostility toward that influence has grown at the same time. You can find out more about this book, Sexual Morality in a Christless World, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click any page of the website, and you'll find Sexual Morality in a Christless World, The Issues Etc., Book of the Month for July. You can also give Concordia Publishing House a call and order the book for yourself. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon is soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Kengor, on faith in the public square.
People listening, maybe people left of center who don't like when certain people bring their faith into the public square. Look, Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights movement was all about bringing the faith into the public square. I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. was Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, that's what these guys did. And for that matter, the abolition movement in the 1800s was led by Christian pastors bringing their faith into the public square.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Kengor on faith in the public square. The LPR bundle package goes to Tessie in Waterloo. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you were unable to attend the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case conference that we concluded earlier this month, we will send you an audio DVD for a suggested contribution of $300 to Issues Etc. You can place your order by check, make your check for $300 payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Make sure you write conference audio DVD or DVD in the memo line of your check. That address again, Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also order online. Just click the audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. More than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on the audio DVD of this summer's 2016 Making the Case conference. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series on Martin Luther and the Reformation, talking with Dr. Ken Sherb about Luther as pastor. Granted, he wasn't a pastor in today's sense of the word. He did a lot of preaching, but he still had a pastoral approach. And maybe we need to adjust our view of what the pastor is. We'll talk about that with Dr. Ken Sherb on Monday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps. lcms.org/youthcorps.